Vision of Sister Orton's Affliction. Battle Creek, Michigan, April 9, 1866. I saw that trials and conflicts were before the people of that praying circle, such as they had never dreamed of. I was shown that those who were especially interested in praying for my husband would receive as much benefit as himself. That God accepted their efforts in drawing nigh to him. That, according to his promise, he was drawing nigh unto them. I saw that they must keep the armor on, not lay it off for a moment, for they would need every piece of the armor, for their faith would be tried in every way, in the most trying, severe, and testing manner. I saw the angels of God hovering near, and they seemed to be ministering unto those whose earnest supplications were ascending to heaven. I heard a voice say, "Can ye drink of the cup? Can ye be baptized with the baptism?" Mark 10, verse 38. Several responded, "We can, Lord. Let us be partakers of Christ with his sufferings." I saw a dense cloud passing over a portion of the company who were drawing nigh to God, and they were hid from my sight. Although I could not see them yet, I heard agonizing prayers mingled with groans and bitter weeping. The cloud partially removed, and I saw the face of Sister Orton expressing agony and despair beyond description. Her hands were uplifted, and she was saying, "Anything but this I could have borne. Thou hast broken my hold from thee. I cannot see thee. I turn to the right hand, thou art not there, and to the left, but I cannot find thee. Thou comfortest me not. Thy dealings I cannot comprehend." Angels looked pityingly upon her and repeated these words, "What he doest, thou knowest not now, but shalt know hereafter. God has chosen his people in the furnace of affliction. God is thy tower of strength. He invited thee in thy distress and helplessness to lean upon his arm. The smoking flax will he not quench, or break the bruised reed." There seemed to be a severe struggle going on with Sister Orton. Then a peaceful expression sat upon her countenance, and she said, "Not as I will, but as thou wilt, O God. Though thou slay me, yet will I trust in thee. Thou art too wise to err, and too good to do us wrong." From what I saw, I thought Sister Orton might be brought very near death, and endure perhaps severe bodily and mental suffering, and be brought quite to despair. I had no intimation of the death of Brother Orton, but I have not a doubt of his acceptance with God. Let the hope of the resurrection restrain in a measure thy grief. Murmur not, murmur not, murmur not. You have duties yet resting upon you for the living. You can retain this, for I have kept a copy.